groaned. "I have less experience walking than riding."
"And I have a tender ankle. We won't push."
While Croker talked, his gaze darted, seeking the potential listener. He continued talking to the officer. Again and again he tried to drive home the need for the archers to keep quiet about their mission till they found Lady's army. One slip could kill them all. He made it sound like the Shadow Masters had all their men and demons out trying to destroy him and the prince and anyone with them. True in theme, anyway. The officer rounded up volunteers to return the stallions, impressed them with the need to deliver the animals rapidly, without telling anyone where Croker and the prince had gone. He sent them off. Croker sighed.
"I feel safer already. Get me a turban and some Shadar clothes, and something to darken my hands and face. Prince, you look more goony."
Half an hour later, they were ordinary archers, except for accents. Croker became Narayan Singh. Half the Shadar alive were Narayan Singh. The prince adopted the name Abu Lal Khadresgra. He felt it would shield him from scrutiny because it suggested mixed Vedna and Guni parentage, which could only mean that his mother had been a Guni prostitute. No one in his right mind would think the Prabhendra Dra could demean himself that far. Croker chuckled.
"Maybe so. Get some rest. Use that horse liniment. We'll pull out as soon as we get stores and transport together."
A day and a half later, grimly silent, ready for anything, the archers crossed the river. Croker grew more fearful and excited by the hour. How would Lady react when he turned up alive? He was scared of the answer. Chapter 62. Long Shadow did without sleep for 6 days while he fought the sorcery gnawing at Howler's flesh and soul. He triumphed, but barely. Then he collapsed. Shadowcatch was an old, old city. Forever in the looming shadow of glittering stone, it was a repository for much ancient lore, much known nowhere else, much known only to Long Shadow, who had plundered its libraries and had disposed of everyone who shared any knowledge he coveted. Among the legends of the plain, which had been old when the city had been founded, was one about the Lances of Passion. It said their heads had been forged of metal taken from the sword of a demon king devoured by Kina during the great battle between light and shadow. That demon king's soul was imprisoned in the steel, fragmented amongst 8 lance heads. He could not be restored while Kina slept. The shafts of the lances, too, were the object of legend. 2 were supposed to have been formed from the thigh bones of Kina herself, taken after she had been tricked into endless sleep. 1 was supposedly the penis of the Regent of Shadow, that Kina had hacked off during the great battle. The rest were supposed to be of wood from the tree in which the goddess of brotherly love, Ravi Lemna, had hidden her soul shortly before the wolves of Shadow ran her down and devoured her, soon after man was created. Kina had witnessed the concealment and had torn up the tree and had made it into arrows and lance shafts. If ever the Lords of Light did bring Ravi Lemna together again, out of the bellies of the hateful wolves, she would have no soul. And they could not get that back for her while Kina lay sleeping. Each of the outbound free companies of Katavar had followed one of the lances when they had broken into the world to bring on the year of the